Okay, Rabbi Sai, good morning. Thanks to my chaverim for enabling this shiur. Is Rav Pesach here? I don't see him. We're going to give a shiur today on Inyan Rebrichas Chasanim. Rav Defra, I'm going to ask you a shaila, given the fact that it was Yontif. Where are you holding? Are you in Zion or are you in Ches?
I went through Zion last week.
So the shiur, if we're going to say shiur last week, it should be Zion, correct? Brichas Eris, because this week is Ches. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, because given the fact that it was Yontif, I don't know how much Da'ilim would fell behind in Yontif. Obviously, it was a challenge, but we're here, so we're going to take it from there. So,
okay.
There are two.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I have the Chaveris downloaded, so it should take a minute or two to get that.
The Chaveris, I'll tell you in a second. We're going to start on page 39.
Okay,
yeah. So, Rabbi Sai, for those of you who are listening, and will be listening by Zoom, you're recording. The Sugis HaGemar and Davzayin and Ches go to the brachos of both Erisin and the Sheva brachos that we call Birchas HaNesuin. In order to understand this sugya, we need to learn a piece of Gemara and Davzayin, where the Gemara says, Birchas Erisin Mayim Avarech. So, you know, the yeshivas sometimes skip these sugyas because it's considered to be a bissel leichter, and it's klal melachos brachos. One of the hallmarks of Daf Shul, we skip zero, nothing, ever. We soldier on every week. So we are going to go this week and next, which is a little bit of a leichter limud to prepare us for the shver limud of Pesach Pesuach and Hilchos Chazaka Bari B'Sheva and Raiv, which will occupy us over the next 2 months. Says the Gemara, Amar Birchas Erisin Mai Mevarech. The Gemara is on page 12. Excuse me 1 second. So the Gemara says, "Bruchas says from my mevarich." On the bottom of the Yom, Rabbi, that's five much better. You remember Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Shem says on all arayas. Vasalana sarusayis. This is a bracha that you've heard hundreds of times in your life. For Baisai, most important one, of course, was when you did it yourself and your children. But you've heard it all around. This is the nusach of the bracha alpi Chazal, and with a few minor shenuyim, and has remained remarkably consistent throughout the centuries. So Rishayim ask a kasha. This bracha, we have to establish. Rabbi Yitzchak, excuse me a second. Rabbi Yitzchak, you are now the mezumin here. 1 second, Rabbi Sai. So the Rishonim ask a kasha that this bracha doesn't meet the klolim of Hilchis brachas. Why? Because on one hand it says Asher Kedusham Mitzvos V'Tzivanu, and that is the nusach that we use for brachas and mitzvahs. Brachas are divided into various categories. One of them is brachas and mitzvahs. Other one is brachas hananin. In our Zoom weekly koil, we're learning brachas hananin. And the third is a category called Birchas HaShevach, which overlap a bit with both. And the question is, what is this bracha of Birchas Erisin? From one hand, it sounds like a Birchas HaMitzvahs, uses the Lashon Asher Kedusham Mitzvahs with Tzivanu. Birchas doesn't have the word Tzivanu in it. It's Bayer Pri Adama. Nobody asked you to eat this potato, but you want to eat the potato, then you need to make this bracha. On the other hand, it doesn't sound like a berachas mitzvahs. Why? Because the language, the Chazal instituted here, she'as lano, sarusis lano, heter lano, sanasulais, if it's a berachas mitzvahs, why is it not enough to say, Ashek Shabbat Soys, it's final mitzvahs kedushin? What is this long arichas here? What's the story here? Asa lano, sarisais, heter lano, sanasulais, what's going on here? So there really are, in the Rosh Hashanah, there are two drachim to be mavar to get of Berachas Eris. When you see the Lashon Rabbeinu Rambam, Rambam holds clear that it's a Berachas Mitzvahs. And the mitzvah, of course, is Kedushin and Pru Rvu. What's the nusach of this bracha that is unusual? Chazal decided to add this to the Lashon HaBracha. The answer is because Kedushin, as the name implies, has Kedusha Yisera. And therefore, Chazal decided to add this language, emphasizing that to the bracha. Let's see the Lashon Rambam inside on page 39. Kol ha-mekadesh isha. Bein olay atzma, bein olay shliach. Zarech levarach, kainu ha-kadush, yishluchu k'tarach shvarach on kol ha-mitzvah. So the Rambam makes it clear without any ambiguity that this is a berchas ha-mitzvahis. K'tarach shvarach on kol ha-mitzvahis. V'achakach. Mekadesh. But otherwise, it doesn't work. Okay. So where is the upgrade on the Lashon come from? So here, you need to look at another shtickle Rambam, and that's the famous Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Kedushin. The Rambam says, am I in your way, Yitzchak? Rambam says, come, kaidu matan taira, on page 40. A person can be mekadesh by being pagea isha b'shuk, and he can be machzer l'shusa after matan taira kiv and shanitna taira. Line 3, Rabbi Isai, it's stavu Yisrael shemir tzo ish lisa isha yuknais tchil v'nei edem v'achach tiyalei l'isha shnemar kichach ish ishu ba'aleh. Other state that kichach ish ishu ba'aleh is requires lukuchin. What does this lukuchin mean? Says Rabbeinu Rambam, it's a mitzvah seishal taira. And you do it in one of three ways. Lukuchin ilam nekron kedushin ay eris. So the Rambam tells you that the yisoid of the mitzvah of kedushin is based on the word v'lakcha, that there is a concept that you need to effectuate a lekicha. Erison is not a hechsher mitzvah to be mekai in the mitzvah per virivya. It is a mitzvah lefnei atzma under the heading of likulchin. Mimela, the Rambam l'shitasai. Obviously, Paragal comes before Barry Gimel, so it's the yisoid of what he said in Perek Gimel. The Rambam holds that you need to make a berachas mitzvah salarisim because this is part of the likuchin process. Kesef and shtar. So the Rambam is explicated further, the shita of the Rambam is explicated further by Rabbeinu Amiri, brought here on page 41. The Miri says clearly that Erisin is a berachas mitzvah. The Miri adds a very important dicta. The Miri adds that the reason why the Chazal were meirich with this lashon and they inserted they added this extra phraseology is that this is a addition of shevach v'haida on top of a berachas mitzvah. This is a super berachas mitzvah. It has a berachas mitzvah less to it. And the reason for that is, as we mentioned earlier, because kedushin is so important that it has a kedushiyah seira. And we're giving shevach v'haida to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's see Lashon Miri inside. Lee Nira. Sheikara bracha on page 41. Al klal nesuin ishi mitzvah say. Clearly, the nesuin is a mitzvah say. This is Rabbi Sofer's hagoyis here at the bottom. If you look in Oisei, the Rambam says the hagoyis says shitas Rabbeinu shebracha zu brichas mitzvahi. Chadashi v'leim nitzas for paiskin. What does that mean? It's not in the paiskin. It's in the Rambam clearly. The Masha Kosher Rebbeinu Shnesuin he mitzas say Rael Advar Meramban Chadushim brings all the other Rishonim and he brings a Ritva b'shem Hari mi Paris Tarbichil mi Paris Kedush Isha Mitzvah Kumei Shesh Mitzvah Verivya. The obvious question to all these Haggais are, what do you mean? Ram says clearly that Berachas Erusin is a Berachas Mitzvah. So I'm not sure why we have to go look for other Rishonim. But the Miri addresses what's the Liboy Halashon here, and he says, Kamakam Richba be Sipur v'shevach l'makam mitzvah shi'in ha'zivik l'kadish yisera. Since the Rambam himself said before Matan Torah, Pagei Ish Meshuk, that is no longer applicable after Matan Torah, and therefore the Kedushin process is, as it sounds like, requires Kedusha. We are being pirates from all Bias Chalalish. Hereby Kedush Tashenu Shafar Sisenu Amalano Ashis Amates Kesher Azivil Dalidei Chuba for Kedush. So the Miri says what the Chazal had in mind when they decided to add this phraseology here is to emphasize the fact that Kedush is Kedusha. And it's choluk from what we had, Bashas, that era of Kaidim Matan Torah. But you say that it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. So we had the Miri lining up on the camp of the Rambam, even though, interestingly enough, both on the top and the bottom of the Rambam is not identified clearly. Other Rishayim disagree. The Rambam's Shita, that it's Berachas HaMitzvah, is Nechlak. By other Rishonim, specifically the Rosh and the Ram. The Rosh in Siman Yud Beis says clearly it's not the stav of the Berachas Neris and the Berachas Mitzvahs. Why? Because the mitzvah, Erisin is not the mitzvah. Where do we look at Tariq Mitzvah? Says La'aris Isha. What does it say in Tariq Mitzvah? Berivya. That's what the mitzvah is. And therefore, theoretically, if a chassan will take a pilegesh and be a makayim, Peri Berivya through the Pelegesh, a construct which was okay in the time of Chazal. So then you don't need to be Maris Isha. You don't need to be Chayat Mekadosh Isha. So how could it possibly be a Berachas HaMitzvahs? So let's see the Rosh inside, and then we'll see that it's not so pasha with exactly what the Rosh means, but let's see the Lash of the Rosh. The Mechaber is Lefaneinu. Sheita Zoy. V'anogid Mekadosh Yisrael Dechupa V'kadosh. On the third sideline. Yesh maksham on this of brachazu. What's his whole long arichas? Ech mitzina brach gzaysh brach mash asan kodesh baruch hu. Rebbe Chai, there's some shachot. Mainly in the eyes of Arayis Mekan. What's going on here? What is the nusuch of this brach? A strange nusuch. V'ayit malaskah b'chupa. Gzaysh baruch hu sayer. Where's b'chupa? Where's chupa here? Chupa comes 10 months later. In the time of Chazal, it was Erisin first, a long gap, and then Chuppah later. This might be time, our times now, what we bundle them together, Mela. But the time of Chazal, as we all know from the first Sugi and Ksubas, took a long time in between. So what's his business? Why are we mentioning Chuppah here? Nearly, ki bracha zu ain't a bracha si sa mitzvah. Said the Rosh, that Berachas Chasanim is not a Berachas HaMitzvah. Barayev, as I said, it took a palisha, palega, and she not believe in kasher. Or if he took a woman, she can't have children. Valid. So what is it? Nothing to do with pervirivia. Not nation to shape pervirivia. Even if you're going to be married to pervirivia, actual kaimitz pervirivia, but like kadushin. Okay, this is the Rosh's raya, shver raya, and the chrenum and the skasha. What exactly the Rosh's shita is here? The Rosh seems to be focusing on pilakshim, which is the site of his shita. Many are trying to learn in the pshat that the Rosh is. Even with Yitzuya, there would be a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Isha, the same period of Rivia, So now let's go a little bit of yeshivish language here. As you all know, there are two types of mitzvahs. It's mitzvah kiyumis and mitzvah chiyuvis. Mitzvah kiyumis is an active mitzvah. Mitzvah kiyumis is an active mitzvah. It's done, you're a kind of mitzvah. So the Chayim say, b'shitas harash, that erison is a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Why? Because as the Rosh says, you can be mekayim through a plague. That's what I can do. So Perev Reva is mekayimable. There's such a word. Is mekayimable. Without kedushin. So what's the difference whether it's kiyumis or chiyumis? The answer is there is no bracha for a mitzvah kiyumis. There's no brichas a mitzvah on a mitzvah kiyumis. This is a vart that the achrayim say in the Rush. The Netziv in Hemek Shaila says, from this Rosh is Mashma, that the Taket is no mitzvah of Kedushin, and he calls it a Hechsher mitzvah, which makes sense. It's a Hechsher mitzvah to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Puri and Rivia. The mitzvah you Mekayim when you do the Maisabiyah. That's what the mitzvah is. The Kedushin, Erison, is a Hechsher mitzvah. I can't get to it until I can be Mekayim. I mean, this is the standard way of looking at it. La'afulke mishitas rabbeinu arambam. That the kedushin itself is a mitzvah. Kedushin is not a mitzvah. Kedushin is a hechsher mitzvah, says the Tziv mishitas Rosh. So we now have two ways of understanding the Rosh. Either the reason Rosh says there's no bracha, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a bracha, it's a mitzvah, it's because it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Or another reason. The reason why it can't be a bracha is missing erison because it's not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on building the sukkah. You don't make a bracha on buying the lulav. You don't even make a bracha on being ma'agadit, even though the Gemara says there is such a thing. And without going now to the sheets of the shine with the various brachas and mitzvahs. So you don't make a bracha when you buy the matzah. You make a bracha when you eat it. Therefore, we now have two ways to understand the rush, either because it's not a mitzvah humus or because it's only The Ran, in his Pirush in the Rif, Ring the Shita Ramban, and he says similar to the Rush. Let's see the Netziv since we have a moment here extra. So let's see the Netziv here in Pirush 43. The Tziv says there's a fundamental machlokes here between the Rosh and the Rambam. Al pi divrei Torah ain isur livov bli kedushin baramam kasher reshal chish shekivin shnit terli strong establish a miritzah ish lisa ish yiknais of tchila shnei edim. He's giving you a lesson. Rambam, Akoponim, this is the side of the Tziv. It's the chilek between a hechsher mitzvah and a mitzvah. There's no bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. Comes along the Ran and adds significant, important language. The Ran says, "Time eich mitzir bracha zul yas sein kasha the rush tracks the rush." He says, "Yesh leima the vaday." I'm on page 44, top right. The vaday ain brachas u brachas and mitzvah mamash. It works. My shreya brachas and mitzvah. Shein brachas and kedushin. My shek term said tzadol kedushin. And brachas and mitzvah shein is yosek gemar malachta. The Rosh has a slightly different approach. He says that it is not the gemara mitzvah. Why? Because everybody holds unique nisa l'chupa. And therefore, it's not the gemar mitzvah. So why don't you make a bracha during the chuppah? Give it to our kiddush mizmah maruba. Can't do that either because you made the kedushin before, so you're stuck. Because balakadosh luchnes kaachas. What about our minig of doing it together? I'm kain roy loy takam bracha neas because ishay tayvus bracha shavu l'chol. Can't do that because there is a clear ability, even with Maneinu Anu, not the minig, but you theoretically could divide the Erison and the Nesu'in. As far as I know, that wasn't proscribed. And therefore, you can't have a Berachas HaMitzvahs here. Kim Berachas HaMitzvahs Yesh or Eslites HaMitzvahs Lebracha, Tikr Bracha, Kedushava Yitzhava Yitzhushin, Bin Azivik, Beisrael Lahem, Mutl Lahem, Maim Sivana Arayais, and the Rosh Chodesh, the Rak goes on to explain the language. And he continues on in the next paragraph, Chasr Rabban, to explain Chesiva the Bracha Aynei Chubu Kedusha. So we take after this run that he says it can't be a Berachas HaMitzvahs because it's not a Gemar Mitzvah. It's Mechusar Knisa L'Chupa. Even if you can bundle together and all of a sudden you're entering into situations where not everybody is shoving the same thing. And therefore, what is a Berachas HaMitzvahs? So the Ran seems to indicate that it is like the Rosh of Berachas HaShevach. What's the Shvach? So even though he doesn't say the word Shevach, as far as I see it, but he says that it's built on Kedushas Shal Yisrael. Look at the bend again. There you go. It's yellowed. It's one of the foundations of Klal Yisrael is our families. And the fact that everybody has one Isha, and this Isha is Asrael, everybody else. You can't have an Isha with multiple husbands. And that creates Kedushas of Klal Yisrael. We have to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu because the Goyim not that way. The Goyim do whatever they want. And even though they're also mitzvah l'arayis, but they don't have the same get of kedushas we do. Comes along my rabbi, a guy in Rav Baruch Day Pavarsky, part of his Rosh Shiva. And he has a Shtikl Torah in his sefer called Bad Kodesh, Simin Yud. It's a Shtikl. Simon Tess, it's a Rechason, Indian of Berachas Arison. And he says, Abir took out an excerpt of this, which we'll be able to see, one paragraph, and he says the following Abir tell the outside. He says, what's the Pshat in the Ran? And the Ran, of course, is based on the Ramban. The Ran is based on the Ramban. Hold on a second. I have it already printed out. Huh? I already have it printed out. I wanted the So he explains like this. The Ran, which is based on the Ramban and the Rosh, they all hold that the Bracha, Berachas Arison is Berachas HaShevach. Not a Berachas HaMitzvahs, clearly. However, Berachas Kedushin, the Mitzvah of Kedushin, does need a Bracha like the other Mitzvahs. And here he diverges from the Rosh. So he's saying that the Ran and the Ramban are not synonymous with the Rosh. They're synonymous in the sense that it's not a pure Berachas HaMitzvahs, It's a Berachah Shavach, but it's a super Berachah Shavach, meaning that it has, in addition to it, it has a less of Berachah Mitzvahs. Why is that? The problem is that you can't make a bracha, as the Rosh said, because it's not Nigmar Bevasachas. It's all not finished at the same time. So if that's the case, then you can't make a classical Berachah Mitzvahs. So what do they do? Chazal came and they created a Berachas HaShevach, and the Berachas HaShevach is akin, similar to a Berachas HaMitzvahs, because it takes place well before the mitzvah is completed, and this is Bimkoim a Berachas HaMitzvahs. Let's see how he explains it. Page 45. I'm going to the top of the paragraph. Not the same thing. What's the raya? They have totally different constructs. What's the main different construct? Berachas HaMitzvah says the word v'tzivanu. Berachas HaShevach does not. So here, Rabbi Sai, it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah, but strangely, it has the word v'tzivanu. Tzivanu el arayos. But it's not the same thing. Whereas there are certain things attached to Berachas HaShevach that we don't have Berachas HaMitzvah. Berachas HaMitzvah, you can do totally b'nei lemein atzmai. There are Berachas HaShevach that require a minyan. What's that? Berachas Chasadim. It's a Berachas HaShevach requires a minyan. So, Berachas HaYadah requires people there. Other Berachas HaShevach can do on their own, but Bechefza, Berachas HaShevach is choluk from a Berachas HaMitzvah. As he says, Shtei Berachas Chalukais Hem Bechefza. Okay, says Rebbe. Hare Pashut, Nikodim Berachas Mitzvah, Kibshom Shmitz to Bracha. Berachas Mitzvah is clearly Mitzivanu of Mitzvah to Bracha. Call my Mitzvah Shchayv Le Bracha, Tichle Berachas Mitzvah. So if he's in Nir Levi, the way around Ramba. Now he explains the Ran. Bedin Berachas Seres. The Sri Lady Metzvah Sukh Mitzvah Shalosh, the 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 Mitzvah Shalosh. Look at the Lashon of the Arichas of the Lashon. Can't be a Berachas Mitzvah. Berachas Mitzvah is a Shek, Shem 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 Shem. That's a Berachas HaMitzvah. That's a Berachas HaMitzvah. This whole long shtickle Torah that we have in this bracha indicates clearly that it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah, it's a Berachas HaShevach. The Cheftza. However, the Ran says, the reason why it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah is because, as we said, it can't be. It's chaluk, it's divided, time gaps, etc. The problem is that you can't have a mitzvah without a bracha. The problem is, there's no time exactly to make this bracha. If you make it at the Arison totally, then it's not chal on the end of the mitzvah, because the Gemar mitzvah is later. So how do Chazal realize they had a problem? How do they deal with this problem? They dealt with this problem by saying that since a mitzvah requires a bracha, so they decided to make a bracha on Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael is tying a bracha. Why is that? How is that, actually? So he says, "Keep the call upon Mishkan Brachas HaShevach in your Yisrael. Show the scale made a bracha. Zul the mitzvah to the bracha." The overall overarching principle is you can't do a mitzvah without a bracha. Chazal decided Ruach Kachav Misinai that if you do a bracha, you have to thank a mitzvah. You have to thank Kach Baruch for the ability to do this mitzvah. And that's called the Berachas HaMitzvah. It's not Akiv Nesi, it's a mitzvah. If you ate matzah without a bracha, you have yaitza, it's a glue without a bracha, you yaitza. But they were talking that you need to have a Berachas HaMitzvah for a mitzvah. Yes. In this case, we have a problem because we don't exactly know when to do this. Nothing works. Came along Chazal and said, in this case of this mitzvah, the mitzvah, we're going to be yaitza the mitzvah with a Berachas HaShevach. Because I'll do that sometimes. Those who are learning Berachas HaNen with us, we have such a case with the Shahakoil. A super bracha where Chazal said, at least the Shahakoil, even though it's not specific enough, yaitz that concept that you no longer have the Isser of Nenablai Brachas. Dugma is this. You can't have a perfect creation here because of the various problems associated with it. It can't be a perfect berachas of mitzvahs. So they instituted a berachas of shevach, and this is the shevach on the mitzvah. It's a shevach, which is might see the concept of berachas of mitzvahs. He goes on then to explain Shittas Rambam, even though when Zerhelik, the staff, did not sideline it. I'm going to take another two minutes to go through the last paragraph because, first of all, the Sons are Eben, Satan's, so the Stark Zion, Satan's, it's a beautiful being the Rambam. We left the Rambam hanging a little bit here. Shekachi das Rambam din brachas nesum. After the din brachas nesum, we das Rambam brachas nesum mamashi. Rambam says clearly, it's brachas nesum, no ambiguity. Ulam, the brachas chasan, shirlai, the bechef, the brachas nesum, the gamri. The second type, which we'll learn next week, which is brachas chasanim, and to remember this for next week, that's a brachas shevach. Nobody said that's a brachas mitzvah. Are you doing it samach to the chuppah? Doesn't matter. You do it every make it bracha kol shiva every single day. If it was a brachas mitzvah, you wouldn't make a brach every single day. You only do it once. You do that to chasanim. That's all for the chuppah, for achnas rishusay, for the bila. What are you doing the rest of the week? Teretz is. It's bracha the shevach. So whole week. So taki you need to mishbech kadosh baruch hu on this whole week. Chain serve wasara. You need 10 people. Because mitzvahs nisuin has brachas a less of shevach, this is mighty the concept that every mitzvah requires a bracha. Because this is the kiyum of a mitzvah to the bracha. Again, the overarching macro principle is that a mitzvah requires a bracha. Sometimes it doesn't work perfectly because you can't put it into the exact boxes of how a bracha of mitzvahs works. I don't see us on immediately, no hefsek, no gap. Doesn't work that way in a multi-staged mitzvah such as Eristin and Nisuin, where there could be time in between. So what do? Can't have a mitzvah without a bracha. Because I'm talking that the bracha is a shevach of the Zion mitzvahs is what is sufficient here. Let's have bracha, bracha is a shevach. If you didn't make bracha chasanim under the chuppah, you have a whole week to do it. Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu said the process takes a whole week, and you can be mishabech me with the Eved whenever you want. Best is do it every day. By the way, as you all know, you don't have to have shabrachas every day. If you didn't have shabrachas, if you didn't have a sudas suda, we call a suda shabrachas, you're not mechuyev to make this bracha. But your Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the option to make the bracha every day to be mishabech me. I kind of by side just to chazer over. We have machotzer shaynu here between the Rambam who holds that berachas eretz and berachas mitzvahs, and the Rosh who clearly holds it's not, and he holds it's a berachas l'shevach. We have machotzer shaynu how to understand the Rosh, either because it's only a mitzvah kiyumis or because it is a hechsher mitzvah shat of the tziv. And then we have the shittas around. The Rambam is a little bit like the Rosh, but not totally. He agrees that it's a berachas shevach, to berachah on the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. It can't be berachas mitzvahs because it doesn't have the gemar mitzvah. And comes along, the Panur Shimon explains to us exactly how he thinks the shittas of the Ran is. Be'etzem chefetzet taka berachas shevach, can't have a bracha, can't have a mitzvah without a bracha. So even though ordinarily we require berachas mitzvahs, here Chazal matakim berachas shevach to fulfill this macro requirement of you can't have mitzvah without a bracha, the bracha shevach steps into the place of the berachas mitzvahs, and that is how we will shabeach al kach baruch hu mecheftes bracha shevach, and therefore it has the rules that it has. Like Cain, he necessarily shoots the Rambam. Even the Rambam does agree that you need to have mitzvah to a bracha. Okay, we'll see a little bit more in Shitas Rambam, of course, next week when we conclude the sugya with Brachas Shabrachas Brachas Shabara Udi Ime. Everybody have a good week. Thank you very much. I apologize for the short of suckers here, but we're still recovering from Yantif and we'll getting back to the normal track. I'll see everybody next week. Everybody have a good week. Yashukayach for listening.